Read the dialogue and match the highlighted words with their Polish meaning. Good morning. I'm Tom Smith. I would like to ask some questions about your job.
Good morning. I'm Emma Johnson.
What's your job?
I'm an accountant. I work for a big company in London.
What do you do every day?
I keep the books. I produce reports showing the financial position of our company. I also provide an account record of the company's assets and investments. I help the management of the company run their business efficiently.
Have you got a lot of work?
Yes, I have a lot of work, but I like my job very much.
I can see a lot of papers on your desk. What are you doing now?
Now I'm preparing a tax return.
Good luck with it. Thank you for a nice conversation. It was nice to meet you.
Thank you. It was nice to meet you too. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Read the text and answer the questions. The British economy's growth has slowed since the 2016 referendum on leaving the European Union, Brexit. The situation worsened in 2020 due to the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic. GDP fell by 2.2% in the first quarter and plummeted 20.4% in the second, with a yearly loss estimated at 9.8% by the IMF, the country's deepest recession since World War II. Despite the measures taken by the government to support the economy, business investment and household consumption collapsed. According to the IMF's October 2020 forecast, a rebound is expected for 2021, plus 5.9%, and 2022, plus 3.2%. Also, largely due to the much-awaited last-minute trade deal signed between the UK and the European Union, finally defining the new terms of the future relationship and cooperation between the UK and the rest of the EU after Brexit. The EU-UK Trade and Cooperation Agreement is provisionally applicable since 1st of January 2021, after having been agreed by the EU and the UK negotiators on the 24th of December 2020. Government consumption is forecast to contribute positively to growth over the next 2 years. Nevertheless, uncertainty remains concerning the evolution of the pandemic, with a new lockdown announced from early January 2021 as a consequence of the quick spread of a new variant of the COVID-19 virus. According to the forecast of the EU Commission, by the end of 2022, UK's GDP is projected to still be 5% below the level of the fourth quarter of 2019. In its most recent January 2021 update of the World Economic Outlook, the IMF have revised its GDP growth projections for the United Kingdom to 4.5% in 2021 and 5% in 2022, representing a difference from October 2020 WEO projections of minus 1.4% and plus 1.8% respectively. The fiscal efforts undertaken in recent years have been jeopardised by the emergency measures the government had to introduce to fight the epidemic-induced crisis, including short-time work schemes, grants for self-employed, grants and tax relief for businesses, and additional funding for the NHS, for a total of more than 10% of GDP. Coupled with a decrease in revenues, public deficit soared to an estimated 14% in 2020, with debt-to-GDP ratio skyrocketing to 108% from 85.4% 1 year earlier, IMF. Albeit, public deficit should keep an upward trend in the medium term, 111.5% this year and 113.4% in 2022. The budget deficit is expected to gradually decrease, minus 6.4% and minus 5.4% respectively. Due to low energy prices and consumer spending, inflation remained subdued at 0.8%, well below the Bank of England's target of 2%, but is expected to gradually pick up to 1.2% in 2021 and 1.7% the following year. The measures taken by the government to support employees and the self-employed helped to contain the rise of the unemployment rate, which stood at an estimated 5.4% in 2020, up from 3.8% in the previous year. However, due to the slow recovery in 2021 and government support terminating, unemployment is expected to increase sharply in 2021 to 7.4%, before gradually easing to 6.1% in 2022, IMF. The rate is higher for young people aged 16 to 24 at 14.5% in the period August to October 2020, from 12.1% in the pre-pandemic quarter of January to March 2020, ONS. The country's GDP per capita, PPP, is estimated at 48.698 by the World Bank, latest data available. But the relatively solid macroeconomic performance of the United Kingdom conceals weaknesses and situations of inequality. Thus, as the IMF has emphasised, strengthening human capital is a key priority. The government's efforts to invest in infrastructure, increase the supply of housing, and increase the participation of women in the labour market will also help support more sustainable and inclusive growth.
1. After reading the text, what can we say about the economic situation in Great Britain? 2. Translate the indicated words into Polish.